KPDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump's sitting down for a rare meeting today with congressional leaders as a government shutdown looms. ABC's Ellie Pecorins on Capitol Hill.
Government funding requires 60 votes in the Senate to pass. There's only 53 Senate Republicans. So 7 Democrats are going to have to get on board with advancing whatever solution they come up with. And Democrats, at least for the time being, are very much holding the line. They're saying that they will not support this clean solution. They need to see some healthcare wins out of this if they're going to keep the government open.
Several mass shootings over the weekend in Michigan. A man drove his pickup truck into a church just south of Flint, opened fire, set the building on fire. At least 4 people killed, 8 wounded. 3 dead, 5 wounded in eastern North Carolina when a man in a boat opened fire on people who were sitting at a restaurant on a pier. And 2 were killed at an Indian casino along the Texas-Mexico border. That suspected gunman found nearly 200 miles away. This is ABC News.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 92.7 WMDX.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Fewer international and graduate students are attending UW-Madison this year, likely due to federal cuts and immigration concerns. The university released data that shows there are 7% fewer international students this year. That's about 500 fewer total. President Donald Trump has made curbing immigration a big part of his plan for the nation. And earlier this year, the State Department revoked the visas of a couple dozen students in the UW system. A couple of them filed lawsuits, and eventually the State Department reversed course. Now, this drop in international enrollment is expected to be a trend nationwide. The Association of International Educators put out a report saying the U.S. may see as much as a 15% drop in international students. Until now, UW-Madison typically had an increase in international students year to year. The data shows there was an even bigger drop among graduate and professional students. UW-Madison has 9% fewer of them this year. That may be linked to the Trump administration's deep cuts to research funding, slashing about $65 million from UW-Madison's budget. Chancellor Jennifer Mnookin had advised faculty to consider admitting fewer graduate students because of those funding cuts. Meanwhile, the university has risen in the rankings. U.S. News and World Report puts out its best colleges list every year. It considers tons of different factors, including value, job security after graduation, and even things like life on campus. This year's report named UW-Madison the 12th best public university in the country. It moved up one spot from 13th last year. When looking at all colleges across the nation, UW-Madison ranked 36th, up from 39th. In 2024. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Disappointment in OT. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports from Dallas, where the Packers kicked a 34-yard field goal as time expired in overtime to end with a 40-40 tie with the Dallas Cowboys. Head coach Matt LaFleur's reaction after the game.
It's disappointing. Just too many critical mistakes that led to that tie. And that really bit us in the butt.
Running back Josh Jacobs scored 2 touchdowns. I asked him at his locker what it felt like ending in a tie.
Weird. Honestly, that's the only way I can really explain it. I think the stuff before the half, we kind of like shot ourselves in the foot with.
Baseball. The Brewers came back to win 4-2 over the Reds Sunday. Their crew finished the regular season with 97 wins, a new franchise record.
You know, I'm glad that this team gets to be remembered differently. I'm not into records necessarily, but it's a way for 2025 to be recognized differently.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high right around 85 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop into the mid to upper 50s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, more the same, partly cloudy with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Autumn awesomeness awaits, courtesy of David J. Frank Landscape. Introducing Fall Porchscapes, professionally designed decor literally delivered to your front door. Installation and removal included. A hassle-free way to bring fall flair to your home or business. And consider a fall cleanup to preserve the beauty and health of your yard. There's more to a good cleanup than raking leaves. Call the experts at David J. Frank at 608-283-9276 or visit davidjfrank.com.
Seems like nobody in America agrees on much of anything these days.
But can we agree the federal government shouldn't tax people into poverty?
If you work full-time, you should be able to afford your basic needs, don't you think? We're the Patriotic Millionaires.
We believe your full-time job should cover what it costs to live. We think your first $45,000 of income should be tax-free.
And multimillionaires?
We should pay more to fund your tax cut. Go to first45taxfree.com to learn more. A working-class tax cut paid for by millionaires. That's an idea we can all agree on.
T. Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian Mike Lucas and director, producer, and founder of Wisconsinology.com, Frank Anderson. Thank God it's Monday. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with T. Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Smart talk. Strong coffee. WMDX Madison.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
Chicago's a nightmare. It is literally a war zone. And the people being hurt the worst are those who are poor and living in these communities. I've been to the most dangerous precinct in Chicago, and it's just despair and sadness. Yeah.
Oh, Rand Paul. It is 6 minutes after the hour. I'm Jody Hamilton, sitting in for the birthday girl, Stephanie Miller.
Yeah.
She may come down with her sister, Mary. Her sister, Libby, called to wish her a happy birthday. That's happy birthday to Ms. Bella with a
Thank you.
Who's now 23.
Yes.
Old lady.
Oh, geriatric.
Yeah. Watch out for your brittle hips.
Yes, please. I remember when I turned 25, my mom calls and she goes, happy, you know, you're a quarter of a century old. And I said, well, you're the mother of somebody that's a quarter of a century old.
So, turn it around.
Exactly.
Turn how do you feel about that?
How do you feel about that, young lady?
By then, she'd had a few Emmys. So
a few.
Yeah.
A few.
Yeah.
Just a skosh. by that point, Lord, 14 People's Choice Awards.
Yeah.
Just to name that. I think she has seven Emmys.
Oh, my gosh.
I think she has seven Emmys. Something like that.
That is so crazy.
I know.
My dad was nominated for 22 Emmys.
Oh, okay. My God.
Yeah. So he won a few of them.
Yeah.
Cool.
What shows did your dad produce besides your mom's?
The Gary Moore Show.
Okay.
To name one little show.
Okay.
We had a thing built for him, crystal thing that was built that had, it was like 30 shows that he had done.
Okay.
TV movies.
Yeah.
He did the Smothers Brothers for a little bit.
Okay.
Mama's Family.
Oh, yep.
To name another big hit.
Okay.
But no, he produced a lot of television.
Yeah.
And he started, nowadays you'd think he was old, but he was 30. And he was the youngest executive producer in television when he started at 30.
Wow.
Because it was only the three networks.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he was producing a major primetime television show at the ripe young age of 30. Nowadays they think that's old, and it's not.
That's amazing.
I know. He was the youngest EP at the time. But speaking about things that are not fun, Donald is going into Chicago and in Portland, as we talked about with Rude Pundit earlier, and threatening citizens and non-citizens alike, mind you, because as we know here in Los Angeles, they're taking in not only just citizens, but say green card holders, and these people aren't able to say, hey, here's my passport card, say, that might be in their wallet with them, because a lot of people are now carrying their passport or their passport card, but they're not even allowing them to show that to them. Or if they do show it, that, well, we have to prove that's you. So they take you in at least 12 to 24 hours,
right,
at least that long, even if you're a citizen or a green card holder. And so that's what's really, really frightening. And Karen in Chicago has a lot of information on what's going on in Broadview. How are you doing, honey? Karen, I'm going to put her back on hold,
okay,
and then I'm going to restart it. So, yeah, I mean, she's been down. She's been videotaping and recording. And over the weekend, it was really bad in Chicago. It was just horrific, let alone everything else that went on in Chicago with the ICE agent. Some were not masked, so I give those guys, you know, kudos for not being masked up.
Yeah, they were brave.
Yeah, good for them. As any law enforcement officer should not be masked.
Right.
Every other cop.
Because then it's kidnapping.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's just, I mean, I saw some. And the guy in Chicago in particular, I forget it, what is his name, Bovin, something like that. He's like the worst. He's the one, Gregory Bovino, that's his name. Mm-hmm. He said that he literally said agents were arresting people based on many different factors, including how they look. He also said, this is hilarious, agents have the, quote, intelligence and experience to know when something indicates there's illegal aliens in a particular place or location. What the? Governor Pritzker said basically, nope. The Trump administration's DHS officers appear to be carrying large weapons downtown Chicago this past weekend. And it's not making the city safer by any stretch of the imagination. Remember during the riots in 92 and the National Guard were called?
Uh-huh.
That was for a reason because, I mean, the city was on fire.
Right.
And so I was glad that when they finally showed up. In fact, I went to Club Lingerie one night
right
by the police station there. In Hollywood.
Oh, yeah, yeah. On Cherokee.
The Hollywood chasing. Yep. So I parked my Jeep. I could have left it on with the windows down and running because there was National Guard right there.
Hmm. Yeah.
And I knew my car would have been safe no matter what. But, I mean, they had automatic weapons on them. They had their M8s on them. Mm-hmm. And it was a little disconcerting to see these guys. But also, there was a reason for that.
It was a citywide emergency at that point.
There was a reason for that. There is no reason for this in Chicago or in Portland. None of that's happening right now, no matter what Donald sees in his head. All right, we're going to try Karen one more time. Let's see. Karen, can you hear me?
Hi, good morning. Yes, I can hear you. It was operator error on my end. I'm so sorry.
Okay,
I was muted. you asked how I'm doing today. I'm doing better today, but I have to say I was kind of freaked out, after we spoke on
Friday.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of stuff happened at the facility this weekend, mm-hmm. One of which on Saturday after dark, one of my new friends who was manning the tents, which basically is just supplying protesters with respirator masks, mm-hmm. masks, some protein bars, people are bringing water, mm-hmm. It was raided, ransacked. They deployed tear gas. She ended up getting into her car with a protester that was there with her 14-year-old daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And the ICE agents came and forcibly removed her and the 14-year-old, separating her from her mother and friend Marina. And so it was very scary. There, she posted a video on her Facebook page, which I can share with you. But and all of this was, you know, they said was because they wanted to see, check for weaponry. Well, there's been no evidence of anybody having actual weapons. I think there was one person maybe that they said just so happened incidentally to have a weapon. But hey, Illinois is concealed carry, so that's allowed.
Yeah.
But the scary thing is, I guess there was a robocall that went out from the Village of Broadview to residents saying that federal agents are going to be going door to door. And anybody that they find in these homes that were that took part in any of the protests are subject to arrest.
What?
So yes. So if they come into my surrounding area, so people are being told, do not answer your door.
Yeah.
They don't have warrants issued by judges, so we don't have to open our doors. But I had to leave my house for a family event, and my son was here, and I just said, do not answer the door under any circumstance, and if somebody tries to break down the door, call the police.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know? I mean, but this is what's happening. So when Rand Paul talks about, who I don't recall him ever being in Chicago. So he's got some bad information. The only people that are terrorizing Chicago residents are ICE officials, are these federal agents that are coming into our city and, you know, racially profiling people. And then if you're all you're doing is showing up at a protest, holding a sign, exercising your constitutional right to assemble and petition your government through protest, you're subject to arrest now. So all I can say, I think the remedy for this is we have to get out. White people especially need to get out in greater numbers.
Yeah, I agree.
We need to flood the zone. We cannot be afraid. We have to do it. And I mean, I was freaked out. I'm not going to lie. But at the same time, I was like, I said to my husband, I go, I did nothing wrong. Right. I didn't break the law. How are you going to go after people when you have zero grounds and enter people's homes with no warrant or arrest people with no warrant?
Yeah.
You know, so I think it's going to go badly for them. I really do. I think that, you know, this is the more footage that gets out there and the more information that gets out there, it's going to start waking a lot of people that have not been paying attention up. And I don't think it's going to go well for them. And I think that's why they're amping it up, right?
Right.
Because public opinion is not going their way.
Right. No, you're absolutely right. And you stay safe, okay? And I'll talk to you on Friday. Or tomorrow. Or
all right. Love you guys.
All right.
Thank you. Oh, and Bella, by the way, you guys, something very important you're not telling Bella. Back when we were worried about nuclear Armageddon, we were also walking to school uphill both ways.
We
in
were.
The snow.
Yeah, in the snow.
In the snow,
3 miles both ways.
Yes.
Yeah.
So there was that, too.
There was always that, even here in Los Angeles.
Oh, and happy birthday, Bella. Happy birthday, Queen Stephanie. I hope she has a wonderful day.
Thank you, honey. I'll talk
love
to you
guys.
Later. Bye.
All right. Okay. Bye.
Yes, we did. We walked. Even in Los Angeles, uphill both ways in the snow.
Oh, yeah. Blizzard.
All the time. Yeah. Like, all through every semester at school, it was always snowing.
Snow days did not exist. No. No.
Actually, I did live in Denver, and we had a really bad snow day.
Oh.
My school was the only one that didn't cancel.
Okay.
People were stuck on the Boulder Turnpike.
And you still had to go.
I still had to go.
Oh, geez. I mean, growing up, I had fire days in California.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. When the air quality was too poor, so they didn't want us breathing in ash.
Yeah.
But sometimes it was a little dicey. They would still send us to school and everyone would be coughing.
Yeah, in 1980, there was the Mandeville fire. And my mom's sister and her husband and children at the time lived, and she still lives in Mandeville Canyon, so they stayed with us.
Mm-hmm.
But it was so bad because where I went to school was in Bel Air, so the ash was falling.
Oh, okay.
And so we actually got a fire day. Mm-hmm. It was the first time I've ever had something like that.
Well, and also when I was in elementary school in the late 70s, that's when pollution was a lot worse than
it is
now.
Stage 3, yeah,
smog alert. And I lived close to the Inland Empire, and it's always worse out there. So.
Yeah.
There were days where we couldn't go outside for PE. We had to stay inside and play Heads Up 7-Up or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I remember it was stage 3 smog alerts.
Uh-huh.
I mean, late summer. It's usually in the early fall. Yep. It was usually right when we got to school is when it would be really bad. And I remember orange skies.
Yeah. I lived at the foot of a 10,000-foot mountain, Mount Baldy.
Mm-hmm.
And there were some days the smog was so thick, you couldn't see the mountain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot better now.
Yeah.
Oh, and when my dad grew up, because he lived in Crenshaw, he's like, oh, in the 70s, he goes, this is clear compared to when I was a kid.
Yeah, it's a lot better.
And it was bad in the 70s, but it was worse in the 1940s for obvious reasons. Oh, goodness, it's already, it's 18 minutes after the hour. Look at me slamming us in there. This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show is brought to you by Zipa.
Zipa, you got one right there.
I know I have one. It's pink and pretty.
Yeah.
It's so pretty. Did you know what the three pillars of good health are?
What?
Christopher?
I did not.
A great diet, lots of exercise, and great sleep.
Ah, that makes sense.
These make some sense, right?
Yep.
And if you snore, you not only will keep others from a restful night's sleep, but it can also be an underlying cause of high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, and even memory loss. Even memory loss. Memory loss. Zipa is the only FDA-approved and patented mouthpiece invented by Dr. Jonathan Greenberg that uses a tongue seatbelt.
which is interesting.
Yeah.
Because the tongue is one of the leading causes of snoring, Zipa also moves your jaw forward, keeping your airway open with a 91% success rate. From now until the end of October, put an end to your snoring and save $10 on a limited edition pink Zipa. Mm. With every order, they'll donate $10 to breast cancer research. Thank you. Go to Zipa.com and use the code PINK or text the word PINK to 511-511. Visit ZYPPAH.com and use the code PINK or text PINK to 511-511. Remember, Zipa is happy Z, spelled backwards. Text fees may apply.
Stephanie Miller.
I've taken the liberty of anticipating your condition, and I brought you orange juice, coffee, and aspirins. Or do you need to throw up?
If you're a homeowner in America, you need to listen to this. The FBI has been warning about a type of real estate fraud on the rise called title theft. Your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on a single document, use a fake notary stamp, and file it with the county. And just like that, on record, they own your home. Using your ownership, they can take out loans against your equity or even sell your property. And you won't know about it until foreclosure or collection notices show up in your mail. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can protect your equity and find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. You'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title records, urgent alerts to any changes. And if fraud occurs, their U.S.-based restoration team will spend up to $1 million to fix it. Go now to HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. That is HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. Protect yourself. Do it now. HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Get ready to go for the green and gold right here on this local civic media station. Your keyword for this hour in the multi-state contest is SNAP, S-N-A-P. SNAP. Text in the keyword before the end of this hour for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and be entered to win Civic Media's grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. Stroke risk may increase. Eliquis can cause serious and potentially fatal bleeding. Don't take if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or bleed longer. A spinal injection increases blood clot risk, which may cause paralysis. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or bruising, or back pain, tingling, numbness, muscle weakness, or incontinence. Aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Time out.
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Stephanie Miller.
It is 24 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. I'm Jody Hamilton sitting in for the birthday girl all week. 323-410-0458 is the number. Richard in Chicago. Hi. How was the war zone there?
Oh, it's horrible. Terrible. Yeah. I go in the city all the time. And I go at night. I go to various areas. I don't go everywhere. I'm not on every street.
Right.
But the one thing that's really horrible about Chicago, the traffic. There are so many people out and about. The streets are, if it's a commercial zone, mm-hmm. people everywhere. It's god awful to drive around there because you go with like 3 miles an hour because there's so many people out in the war zone.
Yeah, right. The worst.
You wonder that. Yeah, it's terrible, terrible. The thing, it costs you $50 to park for a few hours.
I bet.
Well, there's that. Yeah,
there is that.
Yeah, I mean, so I think to myself, all of these reports, I mean, can't our mainstream media just put a few reporters out there every so often and have them on the street and ask people what they're doing, you know, and why, you know, they're running from doorway to doorway because of all the problems in the city. I mean, it's just, it's galling. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to give a little report on the city. It's getting a little better, though. They've stopped some of the repairs on the roads, you know, but life in the city is thriving, and if someone were to look at the economic output of the city, mm-hmm. maybe that would, belie some of this crap about what's going on in Chicago, because there's people buying and selling and getting groceries and enjoying themselves, going to bars,
mm-hmm.
sightseeing. I mean, it's a wonderful, beautiful city, and Rand Paul should shove it.
That's right.
Amen. Thank you, Richard, for that. Amen on that. Yeah, it's like when they sent people here. See, it was, what, a two-block radius?
Yeah. I mean, there are areas of this city and of Chicago that do have problems. Yeah,
of course.
Absolutely.
Any major city.
But they're not sending troops to those areas. There are areas of Washington, D.C. that have crime troubles. I was just there, and I saw the National Guard in the
mall.
In the white areas of the city, uh-huh. but not in any, you know, in crime-ridden.
Yeah, I mean, they're in
city.
Georgetown. They're at the National Mall.
Right.
They're at Congress. They're at places where the tourists
right.
go, and
right.
they're just
they're
cleaning
trash.
They're
in gentrified areas. They're
yes.
not in crime-ridden areas.
Right.
And it's the same thing with Chicago, same thing with here.
In New York, any place.
Right.
Any big city.
Yep.
Of mm-hmm. course, you're going to have, even small towns.
Yeah.
They have their problem areas
course,
as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's just, it is funny to hear, you know, the from the war-torn city of Portland mm-hmm. and everybody writing those letters, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
My entire TikTok feed is people in Portland having lunch in downtown,
yeah.
just walking around. I have good friends that live in Portland.
Yeah.
I've been to Portland many times.
Right, right.
It is not, downtown is fine.
Yeah.
They are fine.
I'm sure that Tom Hartman will have a thing or two to say about
on
his show
will.
This morning.
Yeah.
Because he lives in Portland
yep.
and he broadcasts from there, so I'm sure he's got a thing or two to say about that. But yeah, I mean, it's what they want to do is provoke people, and that's why with Karen, the whiter you are, the more I think we all need to step up.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have my Mexican flags on my car. I'm just daring them to pull me over. hi, redheaded white lady.
Yeah.
Good luck with that one. But no, it's depressing what's happening, and the mm-hmm. fact that certain governors, like in Tennessee and others, they're welcoming this sort of thing
uh-huh.
When they don't necessarily need it either. They
yeah.
need money,
yeah,
and which is what was cut out of the large, lousy law.
Yep.
Who defunded the police? Oh, yeah, it was Donald Trump and the Republicans
yep.
in the House and Senate. They defunded the police for your cities.
Yeah.
Because what was happening in Chicago was being mitigated by certain things in the Build Back Better law.
Yep.
And it was helping community outreach and all that sort of thing. It helps if you reach out to your communities that might be less well off. And people will, you want people to trust the police.
Sure.
And this is not helpful.
No.
What they are doing is incredibly unhelpful for people to trust.
That's right.
And I mean, during the 1960s, people lost trust in the cops. And they're asking for another Kent State at this point.
Mm-hmm.
They really are.
Unfortunately, I think it's going to happen before things
unfortunately,
change.
I think you are correct, sir. And on that lovely note,
yeah.
it is 29 minutes after the hour. We'll be right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hey. What's up? Thinking about you. XOXOXO. Want to snuggle. Dot, dot, dot. JK. Hit me back. You getting these texts? Question mark. We should hang later. I miss you. Holla at your boy. Holla back. Holla back. Holla back. Are you at home? Where are you? What are you doing? OMG. You are making me mad. Are you with your ex? You better text me back. I'm waiting outside your house.
Relentless, aggressive texting is like sending an angry robot to deliver your message. When does the robot become dangerous? Let us know at thatsnotcool.com.
Thatsnotcool.com.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You must be your fairy godmother. Yes.
It doesn't take a fairy godmother to tell you that the right fit means everything.
Good heavens, child. You can't go in that.
Children under 4'9" need to be in a booster seat because they aren't ready for adult safety belts alone. Many parents miss the important step of booster seats.
Maybe you better explain things to him.
Booster seats raise your child up so that a safety belt designed for adults will fit and protect them properly.
Oh, that does make a difference.
Remember that 4'9" is the magic number. And get your little pumpkin there safely in a booster seat.
Hop in, my dear. Oh, thank you.
And like Cinderella, you can live happily ever after.
It's like a dream. A wonderful dream come true.
For more information, visit boosterseat.gov. This has been a message from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Great party, huh, guys?
Yeah, oh, yeah, it is. So much fun.
Uh-huh. I do say so myself. Hey, did you know that birthday parties actually help build confidence in kids?
Yeah, I did know that.
Did you know that giving kids less sugar before bedtime helps them sleep better?
Right, of course.
Yeah, I knew that. Did you know that strollers have the right of way on sidewalks?
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, that's true. Did you know that friendly kids statistically have more friends?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah?
It's pretty obvious.
Yeah,
obvious. Hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
I didn't know that.
Think I knew that.
No, you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey guys, let's play some video games.
This new dad plays video games with his sons, but the challenge feels like he's lifting a metric ton.
So many buttons.
His avatar just stares at the walls, twists and turns and somehow falls.
Help me.
He's tangled up in the controller's cords.
I just don't understand this crazy digital world.
Crazy, crazy digital world.
Heroes and worlds.
But the love from his kids is totally apparent. See, you don't have to be perfect to be the perfect parent.
You should have just played catch.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of siblings in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Shut down the government, but it's really up to the Democrats. Under our system, you need 60 Senate Democrats to vote for the clean continue resolution that the President and House Republicans have put forward. I think it's preposterous, and I think the American people really should pay attention to the fact that Democrats are threatening to shut down the entire government because they want to give hundreds of billions of dollars of health care benefits to illegal aliens.
No, that would be J.D. Vance saying we need 60 Democrats.
Right.
We don't even have 60 Democrats in the Senate.
Right.
So that's already impossible.
Yeah.
And by the way, y'all, if you do, the thing is not so much about health care. It's about pocket rescissions. Mm-hmm. They don't want, and they shouldn't, agree to something, and then the Senate and the House say, and the president says, no, even if we agree to this, we're going to still cut stuff out of whatever we agree to in, a, say, a clean CR.
Right.
And so why would you negotiate with people you know are going to not uphold their contract? And that's basically what it is. We want to make a contract with you. You agree to this. We agree to this. Boom, it's settled.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't want to do that.
Nope.
They want to
renege on things afterwards.
Exactly. Yeah. Vought wants to do, especially Russell Vought. He's the worst. But apparently Donnie's going to meet with the congressional leaders.
Okay.
He tacoed again.
All right.
Because remember he said no.
Mm-hmm.
And now apparently he's going to meet with the top four congressional leaders today.
Mm-hmm.
With Chuck Schumer, Hakeem Jeffries, Johnson, and Thune.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see what happens. But the White House official did tell Dems to go F themselves when asked about the meeting. So that's nice.
Yeah.
They're very nice people, apparently, mm-hmm. And definitely people you can trust.
Yeah.
There's no doubt you can trust those guys. Let's go. Oh, Tanya in Ohio, you've been watching the Netanyahu thing?
I really have. Oh, I called also to tell you. You said last time to call you, and I held 3 hours, and you didn't talk to me.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Now I got you. I'm sorry. I'm a bad person. I'm going to send myself to the cornfield.
No, you know I love you. You know I love you. That's why I called you today. Hey, but y'all forgot about your bread bags on our shoes as we walked up the hill.
That's right.
That's true. There was that. I forgot about those. Totally.
But anyway, I want to ask, is Netanyahu the hoe of Israel? I mean, they act like if you talk about Netanyahu, you're talking about all of Israel.
Right.
It's not.
It's
what
not.
We're talking about is him being, if he's exterminating people.
Yeah.
He is not feeding children.
Mm-hmm.
He is evil. He is not what, he's a man, first of all. He's not the hull of Israel.
Right.
I wish they would talk to Israeli people and see how they feel about what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Stop putting Netanyahu as a god as they do Donald Trump. That's a cult as well. Mm-hmm. We mm-hmm. got to stop doing that.
Yeah. No,
you're absolutely right. They have protests inside Israel every day by Israelis against Netanyahu's policies.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
out the other day, I was just so energized by that.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish they'd have walked out over Trump, because we got to get back as a society again. And society is just not American society, but it's also... We are with Israel. We are with the Palestinians. We are a community. We are, there's only the one God if you believe in him. And not you, Chris. But I know you believe in community. And
absolutely.
I know you believe in society.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so and that's what I want us to get back to. And just like hearing said, and it's not just white people. Black people got to start coming back out again, too. I know we're not afraid, because we've never been afraid. But what we're trying to say is we're tired.
Mm-hmm.
We need your help.
Absolutely.
So that's all I'm saying.
All right. Thank you, darling. Yeah. I promise not to leave you on hold for 3 hours next time.
Thank you. I love you.
All right. Bye-bye. No, I mean, she's absolutely right when it comes to Netanyahu versus the people of Israel.
Yeah.
It's like people from America going to other countries, they all look at us with pity because of who's running our country right now. They don't mind us. They mind what's happening.
Right, right.
And that's how I feel about Netanyahu and what he's been doing. Because his reaction was, okay, I get that day, horrific, horrific what happened on October 7th.
Mm-hmm.
That was... awful. Hamas should not have done that.
Right.
Yada, yada. They need to be. But I think a Golda Meir, she might have done it more strategically instead of murdering thousands of people.
Well, I mean, isn't the Mossad famous for
being good at that?
For being like doing surgical strikes, going in and assassinating people one by one instead of, assassinating hundreds of thousands of people?
They didn't do anything wrong.
Right. Exactly.
No, I agree. And yes, they were known for that.
Right.
But he's not instructing them to do their jobs anymore. And that's what's so harrowing to me and anybody else that is watching this, because I don't want anybody in Israel to be hurt again.
Right.
And I certainly don't want the Palestinians on either side of Israel to be hurt.
Right. After October 7th, retaliation was in order.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But this?
No.
Not an assassination of an entire group of, an entire country.
Right.
This is insane what's going on.
It is. It's wrong. It's genocide. Yeah.
It is. It's genocide.
It's genocide.
Yeah.
That's just what it is. Okay. Now to get on to something nice. Hi, David from Miami Beach. How are you?
Oh, hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
Happy birthday.
Huh?
And, yes. Maybe we wanted to call to explain this for the older people here in South Florida. Mm-hmm. If you're trying to watch the Sunday morning news, It's just awful that you get past Steffi's friend Jim DeFede.
Yeah.
Because, sure, you watch CBS morning news, no problem. But then Face the Nation gets split in half thanks to football. And we used to be able to watch Meet the Press replay in the afternoon. That's gone.
Mm-hmm.
The whole This Week show, that's a mess. Because now the local affiliate for ABC is split off. So it's just crazy.
You had some weird affiliate things going on with your ABC station down there. It's like now it's a UHF channel or something like that?
It might as well be, although it's trying to expand its news coverage, which is adorable.
Right.
You mentioned Jukes Monsoon.
Yes.
Doctor Who nerds know that as a Doctor Who villain.
Uh-huh.
So thanks for that. Weird reference on Broadway.
Okay.
But the news down here for older people, especially the don't have cable, it's insane, and how are you supposed to keep up?
Right.
If you're not tech savvy. And as far as the Portland thing, the theory is that Trump is watching 5-year-old footage.
Yeah.
From the bad old days on Fox News.
Yeah. Right.
But they're the ones who's reporting it.
Yeah.
Yep, you're absolutely right. No, I mean, he is watching footage from 2020 during the George Floyd protests up in Portland, which there was some damage, but in general, everything was peaceful. My sister was there at the time, and she was down there. She was one of the moms that would go up and be there to help everybody else. So, it's just ridiculous. Another ridiculousness is the Jim Comey stuff.
Uh-huh, yes. not a fan of Jim Comey.
Not a fan of his. Nope. But he brought it on himself.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, had he not done what he did, this would probably not be happening to him now.
Right.
It's just thoughts. But basically, Mike Johnson spoke of the, quote, rule of law. Hi, do you know who you bow to, sir? A 34-count felon being used against figures such as Jake Tapper, look at you. Mm-hmm. Doesn't the rule of law apply to people who stormed the Capitol on January 6th? And Johnson turned to a fresh theory. Well, I'm glad you brought it up. There's new information over the last couple of days that has, apparently there were 274 FBI agents in the crowd on January 6th.
After the fact.
Yeah.
After the fact. They were trying to keep the peace.
Uh-huh.
And, they weren't hidden in amongst...
No.
They were not agitators. No. Oh, my God. Is that what they're trotting out now?
Oh, they are. They are. But what's
Tash Patel has testified that FBI was there after it started getting out of control to help control the peace.
Yes. According to Donald, it was just revealed that the FBI had secretly placed against all rules, regulations, protocols, and standards 274 FBI agents into the crowd just prior to, during January 6th hoax. This is different from what Director Ray said over and over again. That's right. As it now turns out, FBI agents were at and in the protest, probably acting as agitators and insurrectionists, but certainly not as law enforcement officials. Well, you pardoned everybody, right. So what do you care? That's two in a row, Comey and Ray, who got caught lying with our great country at stake. By the way, who was president during the January 6th insurrection? Wasn't that Donald Trump?
It was.
So... wasn't that his Department of Justice?
It was.
Just letting you know.
Uh-huh.
But Kash Patel said, the FBI responded, clarifying the role of Bureau personnel while blasting Christopher Wray. So let's do both.
Uh-huh.
Agents were sent into a crowd to a crowd control mission after the riot was declared by Metro Police. Patel says that goes against FBI standards. This was a failure of a corrupt leadership that led to Congress and the American people, to Congress and the American people about what really happened. Okay, that is not true. So they were sent there once the riot was declared. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. That's mm-hmm. crowd control. That's trying to help Metro Police, who were being beaten by Donald Trump supporters.
Yep.
And a guy that's suing Donald for how many trillion? $40 trillion. Is that how much he's suing him? $40
trillion? $40 trillion.
Okay. It's like $11 trillion.
Yeah.
It's like funny money at this point. But no, I mean, the lie about January 6th, when Donald was president, remember, he didn't call the National Guard in when he could have,
mm-hmm.
as he has shown now. He can call the National Guard to D.C. at the drop of a hat.
Yeah.
So, and he chose not to. It also shows that Nancy Pelosi couldn't do that.
Right.
She wanted it, and it was the vice president that finally got the National Guard going, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they wanted to hang him.
Yes.
Oh, and that statue. Did you see the statue of Donald and Jeffrey Epstein holding hands?
Friendship.
It's so sweet.
Yeah, friendship is power.
It is. Yay. Yeah, what I think is funny is like that gets taken down, but not a set of gallows that were put up until way later. Because that had to have taken time to put up those gallows the night before. It just had to have taken up a lot of time. Okay. Kevin in D.C. Hi, darling.
Well, good morning, everybody. Well, I won't be upset with you because the young lady said that you did that to her and she waited 3 hours. You told me to call back and didn't get back to me the rest of the whole week. So,
oops.
I guess I won't take it personally, but you personally invited to me and the tears were just flowing. I was crying like a babe at a Beatles concert. But since you didn't do it to just me, okay. But yeah, I got to piggyback on Swell. That's something that you and Karen acknowledged, that white people have to do more now. I should have to put out my all white people pantomime first, but I will for those who don't get it. But here's the thing. White people have long proven, you are the majority, and when you want something done, ranging from going to the moon to getting Jimmy Kimmel back and forcing Disney Channel to its, you know, Disney to its knees because all those cancellations, all that heat, and they bowed to it. If you white people have the will, you will get it done.
Mm-hmm.
And so you could have got it done last November when you, and I'm not saying you personally.
I know.
I'm saying the white people who did it, who looked at who should have voted for cockroach over 34 count felon.
Mm-hmm.
And an adjudicated rapist.
Mm-hmm.
So the Jimmy Fallon thing, I'm hoping, will wake people up that, look, if this pain that many of them did not care about because it didn't happen to them personally, only happened to people that look like me, or the gays, or those trans, or whoever, now that you see it can happen to you, for God's sakes, get a grip. Equality is not going to kill you. It would benefit you. There was just a recent study. I think it was Citibank and another bank I'm blanking on that did a study. It's one of many studies over the years that showed that racism and discrimination cost you more than it would not to do it.
Exactly.
So please get it through your head that equality and letting everybody, blacks, women, it's not going to kill you. It's going to benefit you. It really, every study, every statistic shows it.
Mm-hmm.
Please get a grip. And to leave on a good note, if I still have a little bit of time.
You do.
Okay. Always like to leave on a nerd thing.
Okay.
So just had this on the site. Which show did you think beloved show that nevertheless really overstood its welcome and it's painful to get through the last year of the show? Was it Happy Days, who was famous for literally jumping the shark?
Mm-hmm.
Or All in the Family, that was on so long that it literally all the original cast left and had to be changed to Archie Bunker's place.
Archie Bunker's place is a
worst example of a show hanging on too long.
I'm going to go with All in the Family. Though Happy
Days. Is that everybody's or is.
What do you think, Chris? Happy Days did go too long.
Happy Days, I mean, they ended up with not.
They were in the 60s at this. They were practically in the 70s when they went off the air. It was on so long.
Well, everybody dressed like they were, you know, in the early 80s by the time the show ended.
Yeah.
Because they didn't. They kind of gave up on
It hurts my heart. You're probably right, because I have this with an uncle all the time. We each use each of those shows as an example. I love Happy Days so much, but yeah, they were nearly in the 70s. The Beatles.
Yeah.
They had Beatles
yeah.
Okay. Posters on the wall, and
yeah. And you know, Chachi had a necklace on, and you know, they did not wear those in the 50s.
No, they did not. They didn't wear like puka shells or something.
Yeah, puka shells. Like they were very 70s by the time it ended.
Yeah, they went the. And
it, stop yeah. rubbing it in.
Yeah, well, Chachi had a zipper head mullet.
Although I,
yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Uh-huh. I got to say one more thing, though. But don't you think it's bad when the whole, like I said, the only one left was Archie?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's talk about staying on too long.
Well, I mean, you could argue that Lou Grant, but that's a whole different thing.
Yeah.
After Mary Tyler Moore. Yeah.
Oh, that's
at least Archie Bunker's okay, place had Ann Mira.
It's true. It did have Ann Mira.
Yes.
She was a brilliant actor.
Uh-huh. I just wanted to leave on a good space because I don't want someone out there to say, "Oh, you're what is this silly? You're reverse racist or whatever."
That's not even a thing.
Yeah. Like I've always,
it's not a thing.
No,
it's not a thing.
I always get on my people's case when we do something stupid, including my own dumb ass when I screw up.
So. Well, I mean, okay, did good times last too long?
No.
Well, they were for. When they killed off James because he wasn't
yeah.
being a nice guy, he insisted on certain things that you couldn't,
yeah.
that you would more easily get today.
And it became the JJ show instead of about the family.
About the family, you are correct, sir.
Mm-hmm. That was kind of painful, but Janet coming on,
Janet Jackson,
you know, kind of yeah. to me at least,
yeah,
that did help.
Yeah, Janet Jackson kind of, it helped. Unlike some things like. Oh, I don't know the Brady Bunch and Cousin Arbuster, but I won't. Oh
don't
but
give
I hear
Robbie Risk.
I'm listening
grief.
To the show and I love her.
All right, honey. I gotta go. I gotta wrap you. I'm running late. Have a wonderful day.
Bye.
All right, bye.
Bye. You too.
It is 51 minutes after the hour. This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show is brought to you by Native Path College.
That's right.
What if I told you that most collagen products aren't just a waste of money, but they're also loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, even cognitive decline? Scary, but it is true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age, which is why so many people your age and mine are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But there is a catch. You have to know what to look for, or you could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out top 5 collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Stephanie. That's getnativepath.com/Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller.
Cut the crapola, sister. It won't wash here.
Well, every Sunday morning, my puppies and I pile onto the couch, coffee in hand, cartoons on, wrapped in the softest blanket we own, the Bubble Cuddle Blanket from Cozy Earth. It's plush, textured, and honestly feels like a cloud hug. And when it's time for bed, that's when Cozy Earth takes comfort to another level. Their bamboo sheets transform my sleep. Made from viscose from bamboo, they're temperature regulating and moisture wicking, so I actually sleep cooler. Silky smooth, breathable, built to last. It's like slipping into luxury every single night. Plus, you can try them risk-free with a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. Upgrade the place you spend the most time, your bed. Visit CozyEarth.com. My code is Stephanie for up to 20% off. That's CozyEarth.com. The code is Stephanie. And if you get a post-purchase survey, let them know you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller. Because home isn't just where you live, it's how you feel. Let's go home with Cozy Earth one more time. That's CozyEarth.com. Don't forget to type in Stephanie for that 20% off. CozyEarth.com. Well, hallelujah, and I don't mean that literally. The Freedom From Religion Foundation has just won 2 big cases keeping the Ten Commandments out of your kids' math class. In Texas, a judge blocked a law that would have forced every school to hang a giant poster of Thou Shalt Not. And in Arkansas, Conway schools had to take down their Ten Commandments signs after, surprise, the law was ruled unconstitutional. So kids can go back to learning reading, writing, and arithmetic and leave religion where it belongs, at home, church, synagogue, or at the mosque. Not plastered on a classroom wall, can I get an amen to the Constitution. FFRF defends the Constitution, sues when public schools cross the line, and protects kids from being preached at instead of taught. If you believe in public education, facts, and actual freedom of religion and from religion, time to get involved. FFRF.us/school or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511 or FFRF.us/school because Jesus does not belong in the homeroom. FFRF.us/school. Text fees may apply.
92.7 WMDX. Because you can't solve everything with yoga.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. We have an update to a story we covered a few weeks back. Two swimmers with disabilities are back on the swim team after public outcry. Asha Shukla is a senior at Madison West High School. She has Down syndrome and has spent the last 2 years on the swim team as an exhibition swimmer. Aurelia Bergstrom is a freshman at West. She also has disabilities and was looking forward to her first year as an exhibition swimmer, too. Families said the swim coach spent years creating an inclusive environment, but this year, before the season started, they were told the team had gotten too big and the two girls were cut. They were told they could earn their spots back by trying out with everybody else without accommodations for their disabilities. There was outcry from the athletes, classmates, and families. They spoke to the school board, asking for the school to reverse course, and it seems to have worked. Asha and Aurelia are back in the pool with their teammates. Meanwhile, it's Child Passenger Safety Week, and health officials want parents to ensure their kids are properly buckled in. According to federal data, more than 1,000 kids under age 15 died in 2023 in car accidents, and about two-thirds of them were unrestrained. Dr. Megan Yanni is a UW Health Kids pediatrician.
A child may stay rear-facing as long as they fit the height and weight requirements of their car seat. There's no need to rush to switch them forward to the next seat. At age 4 and 40 pounds, you may switch to a booster seat, but again, there's no rush. Your child should be in a booster seat in the back seat with the lap and shoulder belt until they are at least 4'9" or 57 inches.
Safe Kids South Central Wisconsin offers free car seat checks. They'll be doing them at three different locations in Middleton tomorrow. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high right around 85 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop into the mid to upper 50s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, more the same, partly cloudy with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 64.
Get ready to go for the green and gold right here on this local civic media station. Your keyword for this hour in the multi-state contest is SNAP, S-N-A-P. SNAP. Text in the keyword before the end of this hour for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win Civic Media's grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay.
Aho, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Todd Allbaugh.
She's a broadcasting legend in Wisconsin, and we're lucky enough to have her here at Civic Media. We start our new segment.
92.7 WMDX. Talk radio with more bike lanes.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Tuesday morning, we'll talk to Hannah Van. She's the senior manager for the upcoming Walk to End Alzheimer's.
And we'll talk to Jesse Christensen about a new law proposed to ban THC.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Craft cocktails, live events, a playground for the kids, and yes, self-serve instant ramen bar and drag bingo. It's all at Downdrin's Distilling in Cottage Grove. It's not your average tasting room. Pet-friendly, family-friendly, flavor-packed. Visit downdrins.com or stop by today.
Snooze, you lose out on 50% off of all items in store for Verlo Mattress's moving sale. Available only at the East Washington location and only for the month of September. Check out these once-in-a-blue-moon deals. American-made, locally crafted, Verlo.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police still trying to come up with a solid motive for the shooting and fire set at an LDS church in Michigan on Sunday morning. Four people were killed when the gunman drove his truck into the church, opened fire with a high-powered rifle, and then set the building ablaze. Trapped in North Carolina when a gunman opened fire on people sitting at a pier along a river. The gunman was taking aim from a boat, says this witness, Steve Emmons.
He was, really was shooting fish in a barrel. Because if you ever look out there, it's a pier, where the end is, and his boat was right out there, and there's nowhere for anybody to go.
There are three people killed, at least five hurt. Democratic and Republican congressional leaders headed to the White House this afternoon in a last-ditch effort to avoid a government shutdown. Both sides have shown hardly any willingness to budge. This is ABC News.